What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. They can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
An insider's look at the National Football League.
That's a W. How many of you want to eat a W tonight?
Time for NFL lunch.
Hope you ate turducken. Oh, there it is.
He's probably a Popeye's biscuit away from being a tight end.
Sponsored by Ruth's Chris Steakhouse with Vinny and Haney on Sports Radio. 105.7 The Fan.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Time for NFL lunch here on this Woman Crush Wednesday. Couple of roster tidbits for you. Before we hear from Eric DaCosta, Lucas Scott, Army, was waived yesterday. Ravens re-signed him to the practice squad.
I like that.
Well, you think Patrick Ricard's 31.
Mm-hmm.
Looks like maybe the heir, don't want to assume anything, but maybe the heir apparent to him.
I think he was a starting right tackle for Army, and he weighed like 305, 310. He's down to 290. And you know what? He flashed some stuff that he was good at, you know, that reminds you of Ricard, but now he's got a whole nother year because, I mean, what he just came during OTA, so he hadn't been playing fullback but a couple months, you know, from being a right tackle his whole life. So, yeah, I think he's got a really good chance. He's got a really good chance to be that guy a year from now. And Bob, you know what? You know how much money then that saves you, too? I mean, you're paying all these other guys high money. You got to find a way to find cheap labor. And I think he's got a good chance. And in a year of working and training, it'll be interesting to see.
One Ricard, a defensive guy who moved
D-tackle,
to fullback.
Yeah.
And he played D-tackle for the Ravens at times, if need be. Ravens did lose three guys on waivers today. Jalen Armour-Davis, and we're going to hear Eric DaCosta talking about him. And C.J. Ravenel.
No, the D-tackle.
Both claimed by the Titans. And former Terp Bo Braid claimed by the Giants.
So those three. So the Giants, Bob, they were picking what, three?
Because it's based on record,
draft,
right?
Draft order from last year.
Right.
So, yeah. So, Tennessee did well. Tennessee did well. And the three Ravens that went, they went in the two Ravens went bam bam, so nobody else even got a chance to take them. And then Bo Braid, there was just, you know, Tennessee passed him by, and I guess Cleveland, and then the Giants took him.
Well, congratulations to all three for getting an NFL home, and Bo Braid, as a former Terp, staying in the league, man. Good for you. All right, here's Eric DaCosta, met with the media, talking about a lot of stuff, but we're limited in time, obviously. Not that we're always loyal to them. But here we go. Here's Eric DaCosta talking about Jalen Armour-Davis, that decision.
That was a tough one, you know, because Jalen's had a great camp. I think in the end, it's just kind of a nuanced, tough decision, right? You have these younger players that you probably have more control of long-term, roster-wise, contract-wise, and you have Jalen in the last year of his deal. But there's really a lot to go into it. The reality of it is, looking at it, you know, I think, you know, Keon and you know, Lowry, those guys played well enough to be on the team. So, you know, it's just a tough thing. We agonized about it.
It was like we talked about earlier, Bob. Came down to the numbers, you know. Armour Davis going to be a free agent in a year. And these guys, they owned him for 3 years. And we were just talking about Lucas Scott, cheap labor. You know, a year from now, maybe he's replacing Ricard and you're saving that money because you just paid. You know, Bob, they've got, what, the highest paid safety in the league. Matabike was the highest paid defensive tackle in the league. Roquan was the highest paid linebacker in the league. And Lamar was the highest paid quarterback in the league. Henry was second highest paid running. You know, I mean, it's...
Yeah, Stanley just got a nice little payday.
Yeah, so, I mean, if you got a lot of that kind of money going out, you know, you got to have some cheap labor somewhere.
Well, cheap labor, I guess, is Tyler Loop. For now, he replaces Justin Tucker, one of the greatest in the history of the NFL, kicking that football through the goalpost. And Eric DaCosta was asked about the rookie and how much trust he has in him.
It's a good question. I would say I listen to the coaches, right? I'm not a kicking guru by any stretch, right? I can scout a lot of other positions better than I can scout kickers. And so, you know, Chris Horton and Randy Brown and Coach Harbaugh, those guys felt that Tyler was ready. So that resonated with me and allowed us to bring in a player at a different position. I forget you were the second part of your question.
Why'd you get rid of Tuck? No, I'm just saying.
Yeah.
But what are you going to say? I have no idea. We have confidence in him or not, but he did defer to the coaches and the experts to that.
And Bob, I mean, Eric, same way. That's the exact same way I was. We had Danny Smith, you know, in Washington. I had Alan Lowry in San Francisco. And I would tell them, hey, you know, we need a kicker. You go find him and you tell me what round that we would take him in, and that's where I'll put him on the board. You know, I mean, they're the kicking guru. You know, I mean, you don't spend the time and you don't have the knowledge to understand exactly what they're looking for. And that, you know, listen to the experts.
Now, Jair Alexander, we know the track record of success on the field is there. Unfortunately, him being on the field on a consistent basis, not so much. He hasn't practiced since August the 9th. Today's the 27th. It's a lot of days in between. He's already had his knee drained once. So, Eric DaCosta, what is your confidence level that he'll be ready to rock and roll for Buffalo?
Excited, man. I mean, Jair, I think you guys saw him when he was out there, what he can bring to the table. We're being careful with him, for sure. But he's a talent. I think that group in general, just if you look across the board, you see those guys, what they can do. Excited. I mean, honestly, we were super excited about Kone and Longerbeam, too, before those guys got hurt. If you put them into the equation, we'd had some really, really hard decisions to make. I feel really good about where those guys are going to be next year coming back. But I think just across the board, if you look at the secondary, I mean, I think Chuck might have said it, a talented group. Saying that, we have very, very high expectations for that as well.
Yeah, if Kone and Longerbeam would have been healthy, Bob, I don't know if we... I think we'd have been sitting in fairly similar situation.
Cutting draft picks or keeping the undrafted free agents?
Well, the way that those guys played, they deserved it. You know, so it would have been interesting. And them being hurt, you know, don't want to get anybody hurt, but it worked out well for the Ravens in that respect.
Speaking of undrafted free agents, as we know, the Ravens do it better than anybody. And here's Eric DaCosta explaining why they're just so awesome at that one.
Well, I think we've got a great process that, you know, when you've been together 30 years, over 25 years or 20 years, you have a chance to really kind of build on something. And I go back to first and second year, guys like Priest Holmes made it. Lionel Dalton was another guy I can think of. I mean, we've had so many guys, you know, Mike Flynn. I mean, there's been so many guys back in the early days, and we really just refined the process. I think Mark Acevedo, Andrew Raphael, Joey Cleary, those guys are scouts. You know, I want to shout out to the area scouts, all those guys. When the draft ends, those guys go to work.
Bart Scott comes to mind.
Yeah. Mm. And what Eric's saying is true. Usually, the first guys you go try to get are guys that are still on your draft board because you felt like they were draftable players. They hadn't been drafted. You go get those types of guys. And then after that, yeah, you rely on the scouts, you know, and the area scouts. They know better than anybody. And if they'll stand up on the fight for a guy, it's worth going to get.
It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. NFL Lunch here on this Woman Crush Wednesday. Nolan McGraw is with us. We're going to hear from him. Isaiah Likely had the injury, foot, had surgery already. What, August 1st, I believe, was the date. So what's going on there with old Isaiah Likely?
You know, the fact that we didn't put him on IR, I think, speaks to when we expect him back. We think he'll be back at some point in the early part of the season. I think his attitude's great. I see him, spend time with him. Yeah, I think he'll be he's going to be a really, really big part of our team this year for sure.
There is no question about it. I think he's coming back probably right after Cleveland would be my guess when he start practicing. And yeah, he's a huge part of the team this season and for the future. You know, and he's another one whose contract is up and will be looking to get paid. But the best thing I love about Likely is, man, his yak. He is such a good dude catching yards after catch. And the other thing about Likely, you know when he shows up most? Playoffs.
Big games.
Yes.
That was his touchdown that almost tied it against the Bills. And inside linebacker Chandler Martin, re-signing to the Ravens practice squad.
Yeah, I figured that, Bob. I you know, I'm trying to go down. There'll probably be three old linemen that they'll sign. You know, they'll get Samak back, I would imagine, and Dellinger, two draft picks. They'll get those guys back, you know, and probably one more. So then they would have 12 guys to practice with, you know, which they probably need. They'll probably get a couple D linemen and... And I imagine that they'll sign another three DBs or so, you know, in that 16 they can bring back. It's going to be interesting to see if they get Leary or they get a different quarterback.
And real quick, just tuning in, the good news, big news coming out of one winning drive. Kyle Hamilton, 4-year contract extension.
$88 million guaranteed. Whew. You know what Lou Holtz would have told him? He said, hey, you know, he used to tell all the guys, he said, you know, you need to think about giving a little piece back to Notre Dame when you sign that big deal.
Dinner's on Kyle when we come back. American League East report. Got the Yankees and Nats in progress here on this Woman Crush Wednesday. But last night, boy, they just keep doing a number on old DC's finest. We'll talk about what happened throughout the division, updated standings, and look back at the Orioles' loss last night. Preview today's game with the Red Sox as well. And then Brian DiArdo, CBSSports.com. We were previewing the NFL season with him, get into all the prediction stuff, because yes, everybody, it's that.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Time of year.
Today.
Yankees, Boston, Toronto.
A closer look at the AL East with Vinny and Haney. 105.7 The Fan.
Time for the AL East report here on this Woman Crush Wednesday. Orioles lose last night 5-0. Boston Red Sox, things got a little pear-shaped for the Orioles late. In a bullpen, I'm going to say shaky. Beavers misplayed that ball, led to a couple of runs scoring that probably shouldn't. Lucas Giolito, however, was outstanding. 8 innings, 4 hits, no runs, a walk, 8 strikeouts. So his bounce-back season continues. Missed all of last year. Boston signed him to that 2-year deal, missed his first year, and is now helping them make a run towards the American League East, definitely towards a spot in the postseason as the top wild card team. Kyle Bradish for the Orioles. He returned for the first time in 14 months. 4 hits, 2 runs, 2 solo shots, no walk, 10 strikeouts. Velo command was there. So great to see him back in this Orioles rotation, and he'll get his work in towards the end of the year. And the Orioles are going to get Tyler Wells back soon. Also, Albert Suarez. So get a glimpse of what 2026 could be like in some areas. Maybe Suarez and Wells back into the bullpen. Get a glance at them. Orioles last night, 0-for with runners in scoring position. Yet again, Orioles have lost 5 of 6. Coming up tonight at 6:35. Orioles 60-72, 31-35 at home. Dietrich Enns will open for the Orioles. Brian Bello 10-6, 3.07 for the Red Sox, who are 73-60, 32-35. He'll get the ball for Alex Cora and the Boston Club in the games last night. And there's a couple going on, which will get you caught up on in a second. Guardians shut out the Rays, 3-0. Parker Messick made his second career start, made it a good one. 7 shutout innings, 6 strikeouts. Naylor, Manzardo, Rocchio all driving in runs as Cleveland, who's been struggling lately, beats Tampa. Up in the Bronx last night, Yankees are taking on the Rays. And a guy who usually heats up around this time of year in October, starting to swing a hot bat for New York.
Stanton gets it around.
Yes, on the call, Giancarlo Stanton. 2-run shot, drove in all 5 runs as the Yankees beat Washington 5-1. Luis Gil, last year's Rookie of the Year, picked up his second win. 5 innings, 1-run ball, 5 strikeouts. Yankees right now, by the way, lead the Nats bottom of the first. Trent Grisham with a solo homer in that one. Toronto taking on Minnesota. It was back and forth. Fourth and back, and then you get to the ninth inning, and all of a sudden this happened for the Twins.
And Walder with a blast. High and deep to right center field. Back it goes to the wall, and that is gone! Matt Walder puts the Twins on top as he homers for the third straight game.
3-run shot at that. Twins TV on the call. Kershaw, their stud prospect, Minnesota's that is, he drove in 2 more runs. And boy, he's welcomed himself to the majors in a big way. George Springer hit 2 for Toronto, but not enough. 7-5 was the final score. We talk about the Yankees. They're up 1-0 over the Nats. Right now, Tampa and Cleveland, bottom of the first in Cleveland, scoreless. Braves and Marlins kind of playing out the string game. 1-0, middle of the first out in Miami. Profar hits a home run there. You got San Diego taking on the Mariners later on this afternoon. We talked about Raleigh yesterday hitting his 50th home run. Ramon Laureano hit a grand slam for the Padres.
First inning.
Yesterday, and they actually came, they were up big, fell behind, but scratched it out late. Of all the guys that left, and this is with all due respect to everyone else, Laureano's the one I wanted to keep around. Because he was under team control through next year, but he was packaged with O'Hearn. The Orioles added the magic beans to the farm system. So I guess in the big picture, that's what Mike Elias thought was advantageous to his team. All right, standings update here on this Wednesday. Toronto's 4 up on Boston. New York 4.5. Yankees won 3 in a row, 7 of 10. Boston, they've won 6 of 10. 2 in a row against the Orioles. Tigers, 9.5 up on Cleveland. Detroit's lost 3 straight, by the way. Houston, 1.5 on Seattle. Texas is 6 back, but they just lose Nathan Eovaldi for the season with rotator cuff stuff. So Nathan Eovaldi, who's had an injury history, I believe Tommy John has been in his past, banged up again for the Rangers, so maybe no miracle late season run for them. National League, Mets have trimmed it to 5. They won 2 in a row over the Phillies. Phillies still up in a position of strength, but New York thought they were done. They're not. Brewers, 6.5 up on the Cubs. And then out west, Dodgers are a game up on San Diego in the division. Wild card, if the playoffs start today, they don't. Boston, New York are in, as are the Mariners. Kansas City's 3 back. Texas, 4.5. Cleveland, 5. And then the Cubbies, San Diego, Giants. Mets are in. And the Reds are 3.5 off the pace. Cincinnati, just what, a week ago? They were only a half game out of the wild card, but they've got on the struggle bus, as they say nowadays. And they're scuffling a little bit, falling off the pace just somewhat. When we come back, get you caught up on the NFL with Brian DiArdo from CBSSports.com. Do some predictions with him. As you know, we know the big favorites in the AFC and NFC. Who's the sleepers? I mean, are we looking, you know, could the Raiders make a run in maybe the toughest division in football, the AFC West? Could the Bears with Ben Johnson get that thing rolling as they spent a ton of dough to improve the offensive line to protect Caleb Williams? We'll get into all of that and more. MVPs, rookies. Hey, it's coming up next here on the
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation.
Download the free app today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
From CBSSports.com, he's on the Window Nation guest hotline. Let's welcome back to the show, Brian DiArdo. Brian, good afternoon. How are you feeling today?
I'm good. How are you guys doing?
Doing all right. We'll start with the AFC, rather, because, you know, it's kind of where we are. And we know Cincinnati's had the drama with Hendrickson that at least for now has been resolved. They got Shamar Stewart in. They spent a ton of dough in the offseason on their wide receivers, et cetera, et cetera. Then you got Pittsburgh coming in here with Aaron Rodgers and DK Metcalf, fancy names. Are they still fancy enough players? Get it. Ravens are awesome. We know that talent-wise on paper. But what about Cleveland? We always look for that wild card team to come out of nowhere and make life miserable for opposing ball clubs. 2 years ago, Kevin Stefanski was coach of the year, and they were a playoff team with a certain Joe Flacco at quarterback helping the cause. Is there enough on this roster that Flacco, barring a ton of turnovers, could at least make them viable? Or is it the ship has sailed and they're too limited in regards to competing with the other teams in their division, much less the rest of the AFC?
Well, if I was them, I'd be watching the Ohio State-Texas game very closely for my first pick in next year's draft. So that's where my focus, I think, should be. And look, like you said, 2 years ago they were in the playoffs with Joe Flacco leading the way. And Kevin Stefanski's a very accomplished coach. Again, two-time coach of the year. So is there a chance that Cleveland could surprise us? Absolutely. A lot would have to go their way. I think the Quinshon Judkins situation is very disappointing for them, given that, you know, they let Nick Chubb go because he had his injuries. Now, Ford is a very, I think, as Ravens fans know, you watch a lot of Browns football. I think Ford is a very serviceable running back. So, you know, Flacco and Ford helped them go to the playoffs, like I said. And Jerry Jeudy's still a good receiver. But just to me, too much has to go right for them to be a viable team. And again, as you guys all know, things can unravel very quickly if you're not in the mix in late November. That's basically what happened to the Browns last year. And so, you know, they're going to have to remain in the hunt midway through November. I just don't see that happening.
Hey, Brian, who are a couple teams or a team that didn't make the playoffs last year that you see having a good chance to be in it this year?
If we're just talking AFC, guys, the Bengals are that team, right? I mean, there's not really any other teams out there. I mean, the Colts with Daniel Jones, I mean, maybe because the AFC South is just not a good division. But other than that, and again, I'm trying to find you a sexier answer. There really isn't any. Like, I don't think Miami
Raiders?
The Raiders, I just think there's not enough quite there yet on defense. But, you know, and just the fact they play in that AFC West that's so difficult. I think if things work out better for Miami, they have a shot because New England isn't going to be very good. And so I think Miami potentially has a shot because, hey, they have a franchise quarterback, right? They still have very good weapons at receiver. So they're still a team that I'm not entirely ruling out. And then Cincinnati, to me, you know, I was saying this to a buddy off air today. If they don't make the playoffs for a third straight year with Joe Burrow, you know, is Zach Taylor's job potentially on the line? You would think it has to be. So I think Miami, and now you did mention the Raiders. I think they are a fun team to watch. I think they're going to be a fun team to keep an eye on. I love Genty because he's kind of that Marshawn Lynch that Pete Carroll's trying to have. But so they'll be an interesting team to watch for sure.
What about the Giants? I mean, they went 3-0 in the preseason, which doesn't mean a lot, but Jackson Dart give their fans a lot of hope.
They're not going to be any good. just, I have a lot of family that are Steeler fans. They loved Russell Wilson for a couple weeks, and then all of a sudden, once you started to realize it's all check downs and bombs, and yeah, I mean, you know, Dart looked good, but, and this might be me kind of, you know, me being a crotchety old man, it just seems like he's got a lot of moxie, maybe too much for a guy in this league that hasn't done much. But I just think, again, like very similar to some of the other teams we're talking about, like the Browns, for example, there's just too many holes. And the fact that they play in that division with Washington, with the Eagles, with Dallas, I just don't see them doing anything.
Now, the NFC East, you like Dallas or you like Washington, or you mentioned Dallas, Washington,
he doesn't like
and
the
Philly.
Giants. He made that clear.
Yeah.
I don't like the Giants. No, Eagles are Eagles are the team. I mean, the Eagles are the team for sure. And I got a lot of heat because I had them ranked number one on the best teams the last 25 years.
Damn.
I mean, you look, but like how many teams, they're built like a 90s team pre-salary cap. I mean, they have the league's best running back, a top five quarterback, two top 20 receivers, one top 20 receiver, a top 20 tight end, the league's best defense. I mean, there's nothing not to like about that team. You can question, is that defense still going to be okay? Because it just seems like every couple years they lose some pieces on that defense, which is just how they handle the salary cap, right? They lock in their best offensive players and they try to figure out how to plug holes on defense. But that they're still the team for me. Dallas is, as we all know, super interesting team. We never know what's going to happen with them. I think they're, again, teetering on 9 or 10 wins. The question is, when is George Pickens going to go nuts like he always does? That's the question there. And then Micah Parsons, all of a sudden, there's all these rumblings he might get traded to Green Bay, which kind of came out of nowhere. So I don't know if that's smokescreen, if there's any validity to that. But, no, the Eagles are still my team for sure in the NFC, not just the NFC East, but the entire NFC.
All right, what do you think of the Ravens then?
Oh, I said this last time I was on your show. I mean, they're the team to beat in the AFC. They are the team to beat. It's not the Chiefs. I know the Chiefs are the team that gets to the Super Bowl. The Ravens have been the best team in this division and arguably in this league for several years. As you guys know, once again, it's a self-inflicted wound. And I didn't say it on the last time I was on, but I had some time to think. And I would love if you guys could give me the answer to this. When was the last time that defense stepped up and won them a playoff game? And I'm not discussing like the Houston playoff win they had or the Pittsburgh one last year, like against the Buffalo Bills or against the Kansas City Chiefs. Like that to me, and you know, because we can all talk about the Lamar Jackson turnovers or the Mark Andrews drop. Absolutely, those are all reasons why Baltimore hasn't gotten over the hump. But again, when was the last time that defense, and they don't need to be the 2000 Ravens, that's fine, but maybe be the 2012 Ravens and win them some games. And I think that, to me, is going to be the key here. If Baltimore is going to make that last jump, can this defense dominate and win them some games when their offense isn't quite clicking the way they can?
Maybe 2008 at Tennessee when the Titans were the number one seed, when Joe Flacco was a rookie. But in all fairness to the Ravens, I don't want to go full on Homer. Brian DiArdo from CBSSports.com talking NFL, Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. The AFC Championship game 2 years ago, they held Kansas City scoreless in the second half. I mean, they scored two touchdowns on the first couple of drives. Ravens offense couldn't generate anything. But yes, your point is taken. So you mentioned the Ravens. I'm going to throw out two teams here, and I want to get your answer to this question. The Buffalo Bills, Kansas City Chiefs will not win the Super Bowl because of what?
I think the Chiefs won't win because I think teams have figured out how to play them efficiently enough, which is if you contain and neutralize Patrick Mahomes, you can win the game. You put pressure on him, you rattle him, you get him off his game, you can win the game. And there's also questions at receiver. So, again, Patrick Mahomes is awesome. I just think that there's enough teams out there that have kind of figured it out, and I think he's at where Brady was at that point in his career, where he needed Bill Belichick to kind of reload the roster and kind of help him out a little bit. So why the Bills won't win, they don't have enough of a support system around Josh Allen, and I just think every year he takes too many hits. And again, this is kind of the issue when in this new league that's driven by quarterbacks is that, yeah, it's awesome to have one of those guys, but it kind of makes it easy if you're the opposition. You got to just stop him. You got to neutralize him. And I like the weapons the Bills have at receiver, but they don't have a stud out there, right? They don't have, like, I would take Baltimore's receiving corps over theirs easily. I would take Baltimore's skill set over Kansas City's for sure. And so to me, I just think from a skill set position, Baltimore is better than both teams, and their defense is probably a little better.
Now, Brian, what do you think of the Steelers?
We don't have enough time for that. I think I could see them going like 10-7 and not making the playoffs. I just think I think that they could if they get the right spot in the playoff, if they get the right matchup, like if they get Houston in the wild card round, I think they could get an upset. Here's what I'll say overall, though. I would be shocked if that's not a top five defense in the league. I think Jalen Ramsey's acquisition is one of the most underrated stories in the NFL right now. I think that they're going to move Watt around more, so he's going to be harder to contain. I just think in general, they were humbled badly by Baltimore, and I wouldn't be surprised if the code to get into their facility wasn't 299, the amount of rushing yards Baltimore put on them. But my question is the offense. I think they're going to miss Najee Harris. I think that running game is going to be tough for them. And I think that offense, it's going to be hard for them to find their footing early in the season. So I don't think they're going to be a bad team, but I think they're basically going to be where they always are, which is fighting for a wild card spot. And for them, the ceiling is winning one playoff game. They snapped that 8-year drought without a playoff win. I think that's a good season for them.
Brian DiArdo, CBSSports.com. Giants stink. We got that for Brian. And it's going to be the Ravens and Eagles in the Super Bowl coming up in February of 26. Brian, appreciate the time as always. Season has started. We look forward to talking to you a lot over the next few months here.
Sounds great. Thanks, guys.
Yep, there's Brian DiArdo, everybody. It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7. The Fan will come back, get to the Funhouse, Nolan McGraw. And the Ravens have brought back a familiar name to the practice squad. I think you're going to like it. Up four right now. Boston got the upper hand here. Orioles offensively challenged in the first two games, trying to get off the schneid against a guy who's kind of tough. And Brian Baio, Boston trying to maintain their spot, top wild card, four back of the Blue Jays. 6:35 first pitch. So we got you covered at 5:30. If you're coming to the game, it's a beautiful night. Stop by and say hello. And remember, if the headphones are on, we can't hear you. And if you're looking for old Pythons McGraw, he won't be back until the next homestand. No pythons, but it's Joe LaCroix. He's built like a tank himself.
Who's even less or more no-nonsense than me. So don't mess with Joe.
I've seen him stuff people in trash cans. Of course, I'm all flubbery and soft. I'm not trying to get involved in anything. I hide behind Nolan. That's what I do. It's a smart thing to do, for sure. Hey, are you a fan of Tyler Huntley? Well, you better be, because he's coming back to Baltimore. Signing to the practice squad. Well, that means Leary's history, right?
Yeah, Leary's gone. That's an upgrade.
Yeah, Snoop Huntley back into the quarterback room. Also coming back, Brent Urban, practice squad.
Yeah.
But a longtime Raven.
Well, the nice thing is there, he's a vested vet, and he didn't have to go through waivers. So that was probably part of his deal. And if somebody gets hurt, bam, he'll be playing. He'll play this year for the Ravens.
And we'll have a full list of the practice squad once we get it. Kyle Hamilton, who just signed an extension, meeting with the media as we speak. We're going to hear from him and going to hear more from Eric DeCosta. I think John Harbaugh speaks later today, too. So,
yes.
We'll have plenty of one-winning drive stuff for you tomorrow when we get together for Total Request Thursday. What else? Jalen Armand Davis, claimed by Tennessee. He's gone. Bo Braid, former Terp, claimed by the Giants. He's gone.
And Ravenel was gone by Tennessee. So the Ravens lost three. The Rams lost the most. They had four claimed. So that was number one. Then the Chargers and the Ravens each had three. So that was, that kind of goes to the depth that they've had and the roster that they've had. So, now it's time. I mean, Bob, it's go time. Now we got our 53. We got our... we'll have our 16 practice squatters and practice this afternoon. Let's go.
Yep. Tomorrow we'll do our picks for the college games coming up week one, because last week was week zero. And then next week, full on getting the NFL into the equation, because the NFL season starts a week from tomorrow with Philadelphia taking on the Dallas Cowboys. Nolan, any closing thoughts for the people here on this Woman Crush Wednesday?
Kyle Hamilton got all that new money. It's always interesting to see what these guys want to do with their new money. What's the big purchase? Hamilton was asked about that. Says, oh, I don't know. Might purchase a watch. Otherwise, it's going in the bank. So not really dreaming too big. Said he's doing philanthropic. Philanthropy.
Don't ask me.
Not like Charlie from Always Sunny. big, big botch there. But anyway.
You think he'll buy a bigger table for the 105.7 The Fan crew down at Pickles Pup?
Maybe we can
get Jim Hunter on the on the call for
maybe
that.
Maybe he could buy us some new chairs in here so, you know, yeah, our ailments will go away.
Philanthropy.
Yeah.
Philanthropy.
Philanthropy.
Yep.
Exactly.
Quick Draw's Fun House. Sponsored by the Smile Design Center. Changing the way you feel about dentistry one smile at a time. For information or to schedule an appointment for care, visit them today at smiledesigndoctor.com. 1057 The Fan.
Let's start Orioles. Texter says, I've had Bradish penciled into the front end of next year's rotation for a while, but in the back of my mind, I was nervous about how he would look when he came back. Would he be able to pitch at the same level he did before? Well, last night calmed all of those nerves.
Yeah, you get that every fifth day, you're in business. And you combine that with Trevor Rogers, yeah, you're in even bigger business. And Kramer, Mr. Reliable, in the middle, if not the back end of the rotation. Still think they need someone at the top, or at the very least, equal to both Rogers and Bradish.
Over to the Ravens, this texter says, I don't know if this is the deepest Ravens team of all time, but the star power alone makes them the most talented in franchise history. Lamar and his skill position weapons are equipped to get the job done, but that was also the case last year. Defensively, they look a little better, but I'm still wait and see when it comes to the secondary.
Well, I think the secondary is 1,000 times better. We haven't seen any busts or anything, you know, in the safety play, just the safety play. 1,000 times better. And all the corners are better than Stevens. You know, he can play the ball. I mean, they're just so much more talented back there. I mean, Bob, last year they had 12 interceptions. And you know how many fumbles they recovered last year? Five. You know, so in the secondary in the preseason had 5 interceptions. So I just think it's so much better secondary.
This one here says, maybe the Armour Davis release was more about his injury history than on-field performance, especially when they're already leaning on 2 often injured depth pieces ahead of him. At some point, you just need the guy who's actually available.
Well, I think Eric never mentioned injury part. I mean, he did mention contract part, you know, and I think that because, you know, he mentioned a couple of times, I've got to look at now, and I've got to look at 26, 27. I've got to look at the future, too. And so it makes sense. It makes sense. And he was an Armour Davis. You know, he went the first pick. You know, the first team that could claim him claimed him. You know, that's what people thought of him.
Last text of the day. This one says, I agree with your opinions about Super Bowl or bust. John Harbaugh shying away from that label tells me all I need to know about his future. He knows his job is on the line if they go down earlier than expected again.
Oh, he gets testy.
Yeah.
He did not like that Super Bowl or bust mentality. Basically called you a loser if you think that's what the Ravens have to accomplish here. Hey, they're trudging off the field after another playoff loss. They're not going to be feeling about winners. They're not going to be talking about how great they were in November. They're going to be, oh my God, it's the window closing. Because now you got windows.
Yeah.
Lamar's still very much in the prime of his career, but you know how it is. I mean, get it done now. If Lamar wins an MVP and they win the Super Bowl, he's a lock for the Hall of Fame, but we'll cross that bridge when we get to it.
And Judge, so is Harbs.
Judge, yeah, no doubt. Harbs might be in now. So might Lamar, too. But Judge and Bellinger, we just put back-to-back. Grisham already hit one earlier. Yankees up 4-0 over the Nats, and the Rays are 3-1 over Cleveland. That's all happening as we speak. Orioles tonight against Boston, trying to get one in the win column, maybe spoil a little bit, or Boston's going to continue to march towards the top of the American League East. We'll find out tonight at 6:35. We're back tomorrow with Total Request Thursday. For Nolan McGraw, Vinny Serrato, I'm Bob Haney. Stay safe, stay healthy. Talk in the morning. Coming up next is Inside Access. For now, everybody, class dismissed.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.